Good morning. Today, the sermon's on Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. Whenever you did one of these things to someone, oh, that's the verse. Let me start with 31. When Jesus finally arrives, or blazing in beauty, and his angels with him, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne. Then all the nations will be arranged before him and will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out sheep and goats, putting sheep to his right and goats to the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Enter, you who are blessed by the Father. Take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation, and here's why. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me." Then those sheep are going to say, "Master, what are you talking about? When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you?" Then the king will say, "I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked and ignored, that was me. You did it for me." Then he will turn to the goats, the ones on his left, and say, "Get out, worthless goats. You're good for nothing but the fires of hell. And why? Because when I was hungry and you gave me no meal, I was thirsty and you gave me no drink, I was homeless and you gave me no bed, I was shivering and you gave me no clothes, sick and in prison and you never visited." Then the goats are going to say, "Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or homeless or shivering or sick or in prison and didn't help?" And he will answer them, "I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you failed to do this for one of these things to someone who was being overlooked or ignored, that was me. You failed to do it to me." Then those goats will be herded to their eternal doom, but the sheep to the eternal reward. Dear God, thank you so much for the chance to be here. Thank you, God, for your words. Be with us now as we learn more about who you are in our lives. In your precious Son's name, amen. So I'm assuming everybody knows there's a lot of Christmas movies on, right? Tons and tons of Christmas music. They have the Grinch with the live version. You know that one?
That's me.
That's you?
Those are the Christmas decorations, though.
You got the Grinch, okay. And then there's the cartoon version of Grinch, which came out first. And I caught the tail end of it. I was going to watch whatever movie was after the Grinch, and I was there early. And it was kind of fun. The last part is why and how people be so thankful. Because in the cartoon version, the little girl, Cindy Lou, comes up to the Grinch's cave and invites him down for dinner. And the Grinch and his dog went, and everybody invited him in, gave him hugs. And the Grinch stood there and said, "You know, it's not because I hate Christmas, it's because I don't have anyone to share it with. I'm all alone and have no way to celebrate." And then the Grinch says, "This companionship, the kindness and love is what I needed. It's what we all need." So I thought that was a fantastic way to start this, because we should be grateful for who we are and our companions, because Jesus is right here with us, helping us along the way. And it's amazing how God helps us. And if you don't have one, you should get one. I have a file, and every time a verse hits me really good, I add it to this file. It's called Verses to Live By and to Take to Heart. And I thought this would be real good. In Romans 12, it starts with, "Love should be shown without pretending." Isn't that what Jesus said? That's the whole basis of this whole passage, wasn't it? You don't pretend. You don't go. You see, you act. In Isaiah 55, it says, I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. That's God's decree, which is true. Jesus and God don't work the way we do. They look and find people that need a touching hand, and they reach out and try to help. And each of us are part of God's hands. God will talk to us. Hey, reach out. Help someone when you see a need. Isn't that right? In John 14, if you love God, show it by doing what I told you. Oh my God, what all has God told us? Feed the hungry. Deal with the merciful. And it, all else fails, do Micah 6:8, which I have right here. Which is where, but God already made it plain how to live, what to do. What God is looking for in men and women. Men and women. It is quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. And don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. Think about that. I know I'm quoting a lot of verses, but I think it says the same thing all day today, doesn't it? God's hand is upon us. We are 100% loved and accepted by God. We were wonderfully, uniquely created by God. And we should be very grateful. The one I don't have on here is the golden rule, isn't it? Isn't that where Jesus says, what's the best command the most? Well, when he was challenged, he said, well, worship God, obviously, and love God. But the second is like it, wasn't it? To love others as you love yourself. That's what Jesus' mission was. For us to what? Get in our heads that everyone needs love. Or as the Grinch said, companionship. The ability to meet with people and have someone there that can listen or help or amazing things like that. In 2 Peter, yeah, I keep going. So don't lose a minute in building on what we've been given, what you've been given. We've been given God's love and guidance. So complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing amongst us all. That's like it sums up the whole thing, doesn't it? We are here to share God's love with those around us. And we need to remember that, because when we do, thankfulness happens. Thanksgiving happens, because people are so grateful for all the help, for all the touches, for all the words. It's amazing what God can do for you. So when you think about it, I think it's a fantastic thing to remember that Jesus said, when you see someone hungry, feed them. And hopefully they can find the right place. I'm sorry, Paul, you missed out. When you see them, feed them. They need clothing. In this case, we were asked for what earlier? Stocking caps. So let's see what we can do. And I'm sure gloves would be needed, because I know my hands right now out here are cold, and I've been keeping them in my pocket. So let's try to get together, be grateful for all we have and all God does as God shares God's love with each and every one of us, filling us up that we might overflow and share that love with those around us. I hope you have a fantastic, thankful week, and may God bless you.